Emily Sunday.
Hey.
First of all, yes. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Feels very good to be back.
It's been too long.
Yes.
Like, so really, 2012,
yeah.
Our version of events, and that was a massive year for you because you performed at the opening and the closing ceremony of the 2012 Olympics.
Yes.
And the album, then all the awards the following year. So what have you been up to?
What I've been doing? Mainly like writing the album, to be honest. I feel like I just haven't stopped writing and just really trying to just get it perfect. So I'm just excited to finally release it.
What did you have to do when you approached the new album? Having had such a crazy couple of years and stuff, what did you do? Did you go somewhere or did you get yourself into a certain mindset with the right people around you? How do you do it?
Yeah, I got my family around me a lot, like my sister, she's my best friend. So it's really important that I started listening to music that inspired me as a kid. Like I had to just remind myself of music and what I love to do and try and forget about everything else that kind of comes with the industry and just really get back to the roots of music.
What kind of stuff was it that you were listening to that you sort of re-engaged you with for the new album?
A lot of soul music, like right. A lot of Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, who else? Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, like things that I just get so excited about as a kid. I just had to revisit it and fall in love with it again.
Was there a particular moment or like a catalyst where you thought for you going away and doing a new album and saying, come on, let's get back into it again?
My sister definitely, like, because I would have people say, oh, where's the new album? But when my sister said, okay, that's enough, we actually need new music now. So when my sister started cracking the whip a bit, I was like, okay, she's right.
Full on pressure from your sister.
Yeah.
So the album coming out soon, have you got a name for it? What's it called?
It's called Long Live the Angels.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
Long Live the Angels. Okay, and of course, the new single off it is called Hurts.
Yes.
It's an amazing single.
Thank you.
I love it. I want you to tell me a bit about that because when I first listened to it, I thought, now there's a lady who's got stuff to get off her chest and be open and honest lyrically.
Yeah. It was one of the last songs that was written for the album. And I felt like it was just me finally just being like, this is how I feel. And let me just stop censoring myself and let me just get everything out on the paper. And hopefully it can be, you know, empowering for others just to kind of say how you feel, say what you mean. So Hurts is kind of, yeah, it's an explosion of emotions, I'd say.
Did you feel, was it therapeutic actually writing that?
Yeah, it was very, I was just, you know, it's not often you kind of just get to be honest. And even when you're feeling something like frustration or anger, just get it out and make it sound like a song. So it did feel like this big release. And especially when I sing it live, I still get that same sense of like explosion, stress relief, really.
And we can't wait to see you sing it live because, exciting news.
Yes.
You're going to be doing an exclusive Heart live gig for us.
Yes.
Which is going to be brilliant. I mean, a very intimate gig as well. So like, don't go in there thinking there are going to be like 10,000 people. Yeah. Right? This is quite a small, intimate venue. Only about 300. Is that going to be all right for you?
I love that. I love intimate gigs. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a real connection.
Looking forward to it. Okay, thank you so much for coming in and we'll see you on the night.
Yeah, see you then.
Oh, before you go, how's this year going to pan out for you? Just anything else that you can, anything else that you're excited about? Obviously you've got the single and the album.
Yeah, the single, I can't wait for everyone to hear the album. There's a tour in October, so that's the main thing, like reconnecting with the fans and just kind of sharing the story.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for sharing it with us this morning.
Thank you.
And see you at the gig.
See you later.